the Fluent and McDonald's deal. Because sometimes, you can have a full-on conversation.
So good.
Without uttering.
You don't finish out?
A single word.
Uh-huh.
There's a deal for every unspoken word at McDonald's. Like a $6 classic or spicy crispy chicken meal, complete with medium fries and a medium soft drink. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Stop laughing, this is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Kathleen, it's a loosey-goosey bonus, and you just said that you were so tired last night that you did what?
So we got a really interesting email from a taste bud who sent us this article about how bookstores make you poop.
Yes. Yeah, and there's science behind
it. There's science behind it. And apparently, every time this taste bud goes into a bookstore, she gets the urge to poop.
But you were saying you put it in a different part of your phone.
So I keep a notepad in my phone for podcast topics, but I must have been so tired last night when I was preparing for the bonus today that I put it just in its own note. So the title was Bookstores Make You Poop, and that's all I wrote in the note.
I've been back when we were both working a very early morning job.
Yeah.
I would be so tired going to bed that I would set my alarm on my calculator, or I would set my alarm in like my note app, and I would just like luckily be woken up by a cat. But I found so many notes too that make no sense, or they're in the wrong section. And what can you do?
I'm really preparing for a career in comedy that's going to come later for me in life. And I keep notes of like funny jokes, but sometimes I don't put enough attention to detail. So it'll just be like pizza and babies. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like 6 months later.
What's the deal?
Pizza and babies.
I'm going to go through my notepad right now. I just have a string of numbers that don't mean anything.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
It's like passwords and you forget what the password is for.
Yeah. I'm afraid to even read the string of numbers in case it's important, but just a string of five numbers, nothing else. I have a midwinter mystery.
What's that?
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
That's all I've written down. And then three names.
Okay.
I think that this might be, we were trying to think of what to name Dennis's dog if he ever got a dog. So these are just like brainstorming names. Oscar McBelvedere.
Okay, that's a
Frederick. Frederick McTrain Station.
Either a character on Thomas the Train or, you know, a dog.
And then Dabitha Wiggins. And I put pause in between. I put Dabitha in parentheses, pause, Wiggin, as in pause when you say this name. Dabitha Wiggins. And that was January 1st. So clearly I was like tired.
I feel like going through everybody's notes is just, it's a look into inside of their brains. And a lot of times it doesn't make sense.
No sense.
It makes no sense. Like I have a password, but it's titled Ding Dong. I have no idea what that means. Ding dong. And then there's a password. What does that mean?
Oh, I have another note. That's another name.
Okay.
Mr. Jenkins Halbrook. Again, I think this was a dog name, but it's in a different, it's just all by itself. It's so stupid.
Bethany, oh my God, I must have been tracking what I was eating and my poops.
How does that note look?
October 3rd, dairy, types of cheeses, zucchini, orzo, Swedish fish, chicken, kiwi, eggs, salsa, wassa crackers. October 4th, massive blowout diarrhea.
Which of those foods do you think caused it?
Definitely the Swedish fish.
Oh, man, I love Swedish fish. So speaking of, thank you to our taste bud who wants to remain anonymous because she is as filled with shame about body things as I am. But she said, I had to share this with you. I've had this feeling my entire life when I'm in certain stores, but especially bookstores. It turns out it's a real thing. books and poo. It's science, sort of. So she links an article from menshealth.com. Mm-hmm. And it's by Dr. Samir Islam and Mike Darling. It's from March. It says, a doctor explains why bookstores make some people feel the need to poo.
I mean, is it the smell of the paper?
So it's interesting. So they don't know if for sure, but there's a lot of theories.
Okay.
Some people think that it is a connection. So there is actually a connection between the gut and the brain. It's called the gut-brain axis.
Oh.
So what you feel mentally affects your stomach. So it's why, like, when you're nervous, you may feel butterflies in your stomach.
Yeah.
You know, when you're nervous, you may feel the need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
I get that. There's a very real connection. So this doctor posits that for some people, walking into a bookstore makes them feel overwhelmed by, like, the amount of knowledge that there is.
What?
Which to me was like, I don't know if that's right. But another theory is that the actual smell of the paper has a laxative effect for some people.
Oh.
Which is a theory. I mean, it's not proven.
But if you're constipated, you just go to a Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, just and then start huffing the pages.
Just start flipping through those books and then you're like,
Yeah. And then go up to floor, I think, 3 is where the one at Union Square has a bathroom.
Yes.
They say if you're anxious about there not being a bathroom in the bookstore, that also may play an effect.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing. It's like your anxiety and then your body kicks in.
Mm.
And then one that's interesting is so many people read when they're going to the bathroom.
Oh.
It's a Pavlovian sort of response because you're used to that.
You know, I never read in the bathroom. Do you read actual books?
No,
me neither, because you're going to get poopy particles on them.
Yeah, I don't want my books to be. I don't even want my books to know what I do in there. It's shameful. Yeah. And to be honest, I don't do anything because I don't do that stuff.
Yeah.
That's disgusting, sure. And yeah. I don't go to the bathroom.
Okay, yeah.
But then the last theory is that the literal stance you're taking when you're browsing shelves makes your body, it's like more of a hunched stance, and so it allows that your body to more freely process that which is it is trying to process.
You know what? That is pretty incredible. That's amazing.
So you're not alone if you're feeling like maybe that's a connection that you've experienced in your life.
Okay, so pooping at bookstores. I feel like we need to normalize this. It's okay.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're a bookstore,
extra toilet paper.
If you can afford a bathroom, I would recommend putting one in. Kathleen is on her phone.
Yeah, because I have a list of things urgent things I need to talk to you about.
What's going on?
Okay, apostrophe S.
Yes. Possessive.
Didn't the rule always used to be S apostrophe and then that's it? Because now I keep seeing S apostrophe S and it does. I don't think it's right.
So I always learned that you only put the apostrophe after the S if it's multiple people possessing.
My parents' groceries.
Yeah, yeah. Or if it's a word that ends in S that is possessing something. So it's like if your last name is Marx, it's the Marx apostrophe house. Because you don't want to do apostrophe S. But I've also seen people do S apostrophe S.
It's so confusing to me. Did the rules change? I don't understand. It's like the English, the Oxford comma. It's like the rules just changed out from underneath my feet and I don't know what to do.
Where have you been seeing apostrophe, the S apostrophe?
I prefer S apostrophe at all times. I hate S apostrophe S. I hate that.
Have you been seeing it around lately?
I think there was some sort of restaurant called Gus's. And it was like S apostrophe S. And I was like, that is incorrect.
Yeah, well, restaurants, all bets are off when it comes to restaurants. Because I don't understand. Ruth's Chris. Does Ruth own Chris? Like, I've never understood that. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
I never thought about that before.
Who's Ruth? Does she own Chris? Yeah. And then who owns the steakhouse?
The mashed potatoes own the steakhouse because they are bomb.
So, okay, apostrophe rules. No, we understand how to do that.
The rules are there are no rules that you do it.
What are the rules?
To how you feel. And then I feel like an idiot at all times. Those are the rules.
So I don't know about you, but I've heard other podcasts talking about this where when we were growing up, we were taught to put 2 spaces after a period. And that's no longer taught. And I know people get into like real battle royales over that.
But that's how you make your papers longer in college. 2 spaces after a period.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. So is it Chris's apostrophe S or Chris's apostrophe? So this is from businesswritingblog.com. Mm-hmm. The truth is that Chris takes just an apostrophe, not an apostrophe S.
Good.
only if you follow the rules in the Associated Press style book. Mm. In other style guides, Chris takes an apostrophe and an S. Chris's.
Well, what are the other style guides? MLM?
Isn't that a multi-level marketing?
No.
You have to get other people to buy your style guide, and then you get a portion of the proceeds of their style guide.
Oh, man. We are kooky today because it is a Friday morning. It's 8 in the morning, which is pretty early for me. Yep. Totally normal for Bethany. And I am drinking coffee left over from yesterday that I reheated. Is that disgusting?
I don't think so. Does coffee ever go bad? I have an iced coffee in my fridge from a week ago.
Oh, no, Bethany. That's a hard and fast rule that you cannot drink that.
Okay, but there's nothing in coffee that spoils, right?
Yeah, there's oils. There's oils in the coffee bean.
Oh.
I would do 2 days max. Oh. Because you do make cold brew and you let it sit out and then you put it in your fridge. But regular brewed coffee that you got a week ago, I mean, have the ice cubes melted, Bethany?
Oh, they melted a while ago. They melted 5 days ago.
But I wouldn't drink that.
That might explain why I was so sick all of yesterday.
Yeah, Bethany, yeah.
I'm looking at my food journal. Thoughts and feelings. I have to write my thoughts and feelings.
Uh-huh.
Feel so sick. Nauseated. Probably too much caffeine. Faint. Nauseated. Want to work, but distracted by how nauseated I am. Hoping workout will help my nausea. That was the whole day.
It doesn't end with blowout diarrhea.
No. Because I don't do those things, Kathleen.
Yeah, sure. This is a really gross podcast. We've been talking a lot about poop.
I know. I'm very uncomfortable.
I'm going to take a hard left. The Macarena is 4 minutes long.
What made you think of this? Is this in your notes?
Because yes, it's in my notes. Because when I was in the Poconos at the Taste Bud meetup, we were having a dance party in the pool the night before.
That sounds like my nightmare.
No, Bethany.
That sounds like my nightmare.
It was so much fun. We were like singing Savage Garden and like acting out the songs. And
that sounds like my night. That I would be the one in the corner.
Nope.
Losing my religion. Mm-mm.
I'm going to rent a room.
No.
At the Holiday Inn Express. For just you and me, we're going to go swimming in their mm-hmm. questionably murky pool. And we're going to play really loud music and just dance.
I don't enjoy it. Is that weird? Does everyone else enjoy dancing except for me? Like dancing,
you,
dancing?
Yeah, you don't enjoy just dancing? Just like cringy dancing in public?
No.
Oh my goodness. I was at a shopping spree date with my nieces this week and we were in Old Navy picking out some pretty fly outfits for our vacation. And my niece turns to me and she's like, Aunt Kathleen, I'm really sorry, but I'm just going to do some cringy dancing right now. And then the three of us were all dancing to this music in Old Navy. And it was so fun.
I mean, I love that. I'm envious of that. I think I enjoy cringy dancing in public, but I like to do it only if it's fully embarrassing the other person I'm with.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
sometimes I do it alone, like in the supermarket. The supermarket has the best music.
It's a lot of Jason Mraz.
So much Jason Mraz and like Norah Jones.
How do you dance? Like how does one dance to Norah Jones? Because her stuff is so chill.
Yeah, you just kind of sway back and forth while you're picking out your paper towels.
Yeah, I think I do that. I think I'm picturing a dance party like everyone has their hands in the air. And I don't know what to do when my hands are in the air.
A gentle hip sway in public. It's really freeing.
Oh, I can do that. That feels more doable.
Yeah.
That feels more muted.
So anyway, we were dancing to the Macarena and Rose, Taste Bud Rose and I were determined to make it to the end of the song.
Good for you.
It's freaking the song that never ends. Like Taste Bud Sylvia and Taste Bud Brienne, they tapped out. They're like, we're done. We're not doing this anymore.
How far into it did they make it?
Probably about 2 minutes. It's 4 minutes long. If you need a workout, I'm telling you, try and do the Macarena for the entire length of the song. Your thighs and your calves will be throbbing by the end of those 4 minutes.
You're right. I'm looking at it. Los Del Rio Macarena. It's the Bayside Boys remix. 3 minutes and 43 seconds. You're right. That's like a hit workout.
Bethany, it is. I'm telling you. It's
and it's
us elder millennials. We need to share these important tips with each other.
By the way, I forgot about this video and the amazing, like, late 90s, early 2000s outfits that these people in the video are wearing. Do you remember the girl wearing the purple wig? The purple, like, curly wig. I think she has star stickers on her face.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I'm going to look her up. Where is she? I just want to see the girl with the wig. I remember thinking she was so pretty.
Bethany, play the song into the microphone. I'm starting to hear the beginning of it, and my body's starting to move.
Are we allowed to?
For editorial purpose. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all of the outfits. They even have a girl in a maxi dress.
Oh, my arms are moving. I'm kind of doing the wave right now, but like, Macarena.
This chick is wearing a bolero tie.
Is Macarena her name? They call me Macarena. Yeah. That's her name?
Yeah, it's her name.
And so this is her dance.
Yeah, it's the dance that she does with all the boys, I think.
That it's like the precursor to My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard.
Yeah, you do the Macarena, and it does bring all your boys to the yard. Can you imagine how nightmarish that would be, Kathleen? If you're if you, as a lover of dancing, you're dancing in your living room.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. Turn the lights off in your house.
I can't reach the
gentle light listener, turn the lights off. Dark.
Close my eyes.
Okay, we'll turn it off in your head. Uh-huh. So it's like 9:30 p.m. Uh-huh. You're dancing.
Is it a.m. or p.m.? Because I prefer dancing in the...
p.m.
Oh, no.
P.m.
A.m. A.m. A.m.
No, Kathleen, it is p.m. for the purposes of this story.
Okay.
So you're dancing. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then all of a sudden, you happen to glance out the window.
Uh-huh.
And do you see something? You think you see some movement.
Oh, my God. There's 10 John Cusacks. Lined up.
Are those 10 John Cusacks? Startled, you brush the curtains open and you stare out. You press your nose against the glass. And there are hundreds of boys in your yard. You have all the boys in your yard.
Yep.
And they're all just standing there staring at you. Staring at your milkshake. They've all come to the yard and there's nothing you can do.
Bethany, if they all look like John Cusack, I would invite them up and I would take my clothes off.
Current John Cusack or 80s John Cusack?
Oh my God, any version of John Cusack. I'm having a tough time saying his last name because the other day, for whatever reason, Neil and I were looking up porn star names and we came across John Cute Sack. So now I just want to call him John Cute Sack.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. That's, I have never thought of that before. That's very clever.
Yeah, very clever. Bethany?
Yes, Kathleen?
I'm a sucker for a product with excellent aesthetic.
Yeah, me too.
But also, when that product has excellent aesthetic and also quality products inside of that aesthetically pleasing bottle, it's like jackpot.
That's why we love Public Goods so much. Everything they make looks clean and calming. There's no bright colors or mismatched packaging, but the products they have are wonderful. I love their olive oil. Comes in this tall, dark bottle. It has a nice craft paper label. It says olive oil on it.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
I particularly love their bathroom cleaner because it's just a clear bottle that says bathroom cleaner. So I'm not going to be like, oh, what is this? Is it surface cleaner? Is it toilet cleaner? No, it's bathroom cleaner.
So Public Goods is your one-stop shop for sustainable, high-quality, everyday essentials that are made from clean ingredients at an affordable price. They have everything from coffee to toilet paper to shampoo and pet food. They're your new everything store. Plus, their products are ethically sourced and are free from those unhealthy ingredients and additives that are still really common on your drug and grocery store shelves.
And knowing what's in your products and where they come from is important because small changes is the way that we can shop to make a big impact on personal health and the world at large.
So we worked out an awesome deal just for you. Receive $15 off of your first Public Goods order with no minimum purchase. They're so confident that you're going to love your products and come back again and again that they're giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase.
Plus, right now, receive your choice of either a free pack of bamboo straws or reusable food storage wraps with your order.
You have nothing to lose. Just go to publicgoods.com/taste or use the code TASTE at checkout.
That's public, PUBLIC, goods, GOODS.com/taste to receive $15 off of your first order. Have you seen the new Liam Neeson movie on Netflix about ice trucks or ice road trucking?
No.
It's so bad, it's good.
Have you watched it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. At the recommendation of my mother and my brother.
Do they have good film recommendations ever?
Yes, they sure do. Bethany,
what's the last time they recommended a movie besides this one?
My mom. Okay. This doesn't speak much about my mom, but she said I needed to watch Mother's Day on Netflix, which is a terrible movie that was released on Mother's Day with Jennifer Aniston and a handful of other really famous people. And it got terrible reviews.
Was this when they were trying to do like New Year's Eve and Valentine's, like all of
yes.
those? Okay.
It's called Ice. Hang on.
The Ice Road.
It's so bad. It's good. Put it on. You'll love it. Liam Neeson. I hate to say this because I forever will hold him close to my heart.
Yeah.
He's getting a little old for these action movies. And I would love for him to transition into a sweet grandfather role, but I just don't know if that's in the cards for him.
It's interesting because he became an action star later in his career, which is really interesting.
Because he gave up trying to be the leading man, right?
Yeah. I I'm not positive. I don't know his earlier stuff, but I like him as an elder action star, but I have not watched this movie. After a remote diamond mine collapses in the far northern regions of Kannada.
Yeah.
An ICE driver. Did you hear me pause? I was trying to think of a funny Canada sorry joke, but then I decided it was inappropriate. An ICE driver leads an implausible rescue mission over a frozen ocean to save the lives of trapped miners despite thawing waters and a threat they never see coming. Is it a monster?
No, it's not. There's no monsters. It's really good. I'm really into Netflix having these types of movies that don't go into the theaters first. I'm here for it.
I like it a lot. I don't know about you, but when you see that there's a movie that's only released in theaters, I'm kind of frustrated.
Yeah, like what's the Emily Blunt and John Krasinski movie, Silent.
A Quiet Place 2?
Yes. I think this week it comes out. You can see it on your regular TV. But for like 40 days, it was only in the theaters. And that's bullshit.
By the way, I feel so bad for Liam Neeson and everyone who worked in this movie. The top voted tags for this movie are unrealistic, unconvincing, bad acting, illogical.
Oh, yeah, but it's so bad it's good. So bad it's good. He's throwing punches and it's kind of like, oh, that's an old man punch. I feel terrible for him.
I also feel bad for Harrison Ford because he like broke a hip on the set of the new Indiana Jones movie.
Really?
Or a shoulder or something. And I'm like, no, we're just going to, Harrison, you keep doing stunts for as long as you want. Aww. I don't care how long it makes the movie pause in production.
Yeah.
Oh, keep doing it. What else is on your list?
I know that. Okay. I don't want to be one of those people that's too PC all the time.
Okay.
But I also always go back to what your sister Nicole said. If it takes you 30 seconds to just think about a better way to say it that won't offend somebody, yeah. Why not?
Yeah. And I think less of it being PC and more of it being empathetic.
Thank you. Those are much better words to describe it. We really shouldn't call the master bedroom and the master bath master anymore.
Okay. I had never thought of this. And you are the one who illuminated this for me, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Explain.
We should call it the primary bath.
Yeah.
And the primary bedroom. I believe that it has roots in slavery when it was, you know, the head of the household was the master.
Yeah.
And the master had bigger things than the rest of the household.
Yeah.
And so primary bath and primary bathroom.
I love that. I love that. And I'm looking it up right now. History of, because if you think of the word master, unless you're in like an S&M sub-dom situation.
It's a word that I just don't like. And your master, because inherently somebody has all the power and the other person has no power.
Yeah, master bedroom. This is from housebeautiful.com. Master bedroom is a problematic term for its ties to slavery, implying a concept of dominance and ownership with which a modern day room need not be imbued. Mm. Some claim master just refers to size rather than a slave owner's quarters. But it's one of those words that like, it's, you know,
yeah,
for those purposes, like the word master just so implies a level of power.
Yeah.
That let's keep it for when it's an appropriate term, mm-hmm. and not dilute it in terms of a bedroom.
A bedroom, like, yeah.
We don't need to use it for that.
Yeah. I heard it on an interior design podcast where it was actually refreshing. It was like they did like a pre-record. They were like, in this episode, we refer to the bedroom as the master bedroom. We now know that that's not, you know, the right way mm-hmm. to say it. And mm-hmm. moving forward, we will refer to it as the primary bedroom, primary mm-hmm. bathroom. But just know that we recorded this episode before, we researched mm-hmm. this, and it was refreshing.
That's great. We all learn. I mean, I remember back at our old job, I was in charge of doing news mm-hmm. and there was someone who had passed away by suicide. And I remember reporting it and saying they committed suicide. And then I saw a tweet from a reporter and it was like, saying that phraseology is no longer appropriate because you commit a crime.
Yeah.
And someone who takes the actions to end their own life,
yeah,
they're not in a place where you can tell them that they're doing something criminal. It's a very fraught situation, and the person is in such pain that the phraseology now is died by suicide rather than committed, because you commit a bank robbery, you commit a felony.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, sort of vilifying someone by saying that they're a criminal is not the best in that situation.
Well, thank you. I have never thought about that before. And that is, so death, they died by suicide.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Okay. Which is sort of a sad turn to take this, but it's just like in terms of what we're learning.
Yeah.
You know, words are powerful. And if we can take, like you said, we can take a second to like think of a different way to say it, I think all the better.
It's like how Disneyland changed, you know, like ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, dreamers of all ages.
Yeah.
For like one of their show, you know, their like public, I think fireworks displays or something. They now just changed it to dreamers of all ages.
I love that.
What is the big deal? Some people are all up in arms. Oh, how could you change it? Well, yeah. Because some people don't identify as ladies or gentlemen or girls or boys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think, yeah, I don't think we need to get so angry about it. Oh, there's so many things to be angry about.
I saw someone posting about it on their Insta story the other day. I'm like,
I know.
This is not worth your time. Like, don't you have better things to do?
I think they do, but I think people are just, I think they feel a power dynamic change and it makes them feel very threatened. And so they lash out, which is how some people handle it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have bigger problems. Let's list them. the fact that not all bookstores have bathrooms, Kathleen. Yeah. Huge problem. That's one that I intend on getting very upset about at some point today.
That the Macarena is 4 minutes long. Huge problem.
4 minutes long.
Huge. We have a hurricane coming today.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Bethany, you seriously don't know this?
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I get a news rundown in the morning, and that's the news I know.
You didn't get, like, I got alerts, flash flood alerts on my phone yesterday.
Yes, but I was on a call, and so I immediately silenced it
because
I was on, like, a Zoom call. And so you know, it's like the loud, piercing noise that comes out of your phone.
Yeah.
And so I immediately silenced it and panicked and didn't look at it. So we got a flash flood coming, huh?
Yeah. Bethany, Hurricane Elsa is going to really rain very hard in the New York area today. I mean, you got rain yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did. Some of it was heavier. Have you noticed that some rain is heavier than other rain?
You know, I don't leave my apartment all that often.
Okay, I was looking out my window to see how my menagerie on my fire escape is doing.
Yeah.
And the raindrops were like, rain. And then all of a sudden, some of them were like,
goosh.
Goosh, 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 goosh. Like, they were like fatter raindrops fall. It was like someone had put ping pong balls in with the rain.
What's that song? Fatter raindrops falling on my head. They're so fat.
Goosh, goosh.
I think it might have been partially hail, which is what you were seeing, because I know parts of New Jersey got hail. Anyway, I live in a flood zone, you know, because I'm so smart to buy a condo in a flood zone, but I did.
Sure.
And so there's this one corner of my building where I can look out, and I don't know, I think the road is like concave or something.
All of Hoboken, the roads are made of styrofoam.
But always, Bethany, I haven't been living here for that long, but we've had a couple of rainstorms. Always, 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 and I laugh my ass off, there's one car that doesn't move and they're totally flooded out, and it is always a BMW. Always, always a BMW, because I always go to myself, oh shit, that's a BMW, as I drive by in my Honda CR-V.
Honda CR-V is a high quality car.
I love my CR-V.
You're going to have fun this winter when that turns to solid ice you watch people trying to cross it and all falling on their, you can, like, there's YouTube videos where someone in an office just sets up their phone and starts recording as people keep crossing the same street and wiping out person after person after person after person.
Years ago, there was a dad picking his kids up from school and there's a patch of ice in front of the school, and the dad set up his phone and every kid slipped on the ice and he's just cracking up the ice. That's so funny.
I remember that. It's so kids funny. Falling down is so funny. I follow kids getting hurt on Instagram because they never get actually hurt because they're resilient. Yeah. They're made of rubber.
If a three-year-old breaks a bone, that bone is healed in 3 weeks. It's crazy.
It's just like, it's like those, a lot of them are those, I don't even know where you would find this thing, but it was on the show Wipeout, where it's like a big circular pit and then an arm that goes around and then a shorter arm that comes right after it and just goes in a circle. And you have to like jump over the shorter arm. But then as soon as you land, the bigger arm knocks you on the head. And I laugh my ass off every time because the kids are baby. They never see it coming. Yeah. They haven't learned yet. No. They're kids.
No, they haven't worked on their heist skills.
By the way, we need to say a big thank you to A Taste Bud who sent us beautiful artwork. This is amazing.
Abby G.
Abby G. Sorry we didn't get it to you. We didn't say thank you earlier. Abby made these two canvases. They're like painted with this beautiful spattered paint. They have our logo on it. I don't know how she did it.
She's very talented.
But they're stunning.
Yeah, it's like our logo colors splattered, sort of like that dripping effect, which I love in a painting. Yeah. She must have mixed her own paint colors because I don't know how she found these colors exactly.
She nailed it. We'll put a picture on Instagram. I also want to give a really quick thank you to Taste Bud Carly K. Carly was spring cleaning and came across this amazing pin. It's a black cameo.
Oh, how cute.
From the 1800s. And it's beautiful. And I remember, Kathleen, you and I were opening this together. And I pulled it out and I freaked out. And then I said, Kathleen, would you rather have it? Is this your style? And you burst out laughing like you were cackling because it's a fully like black onyx cameo.
Definitely you.
So thank you, Carly K. That was very, very generous and sweet of you.
And then while we're doing the thank yous, we should just keep this ball rolling. Antonia sent us masks. You know, I've been opening these packages a little bit late because I was afraid that they were just contained with powdered COVID.
And also you said you thought it was something you had ordered online and you just hadn't gotten around to order or to opening it.
Antonia Bethany sent you a notepad that's like about a mouse and cheese. It's beautiful. She made us masks from Rifle Paper Company fabric and she sent me those. Oh my God. I was talking about them on the podcast once and she must have remembered. You know those little cheese packets that you get with the red stick and the crackers and the
yes.
So she sent me a packet of those. So thank you.
Those are so good. We have the best listeners. You do not have to send stuff.
No, thank you though.
But we're always so grateful.
Anything else you need to hit up on this Loosey Goosey bonus?
I mean, you know, you're the one who came with a full list. Did we hit the things that you felt like you wanted to hit?
Yeah, I got to save some stuff for the next podcast. We'll be totally out of material.
Ah, yes. Okay, well.
Prison makeup. Gonna save that one.
Okay. All right. Well, we hope you have a great Monday. Or Tuesday, if we're late in getting this out. Who knows? It's always a cluster. But we're happy. We're happy that you're with us and have an amazing day.
The Fluent and McDonald's deal. Because sometimes, you can have a full-on conversation.
So good.
Without uttering.
You don't finish out?
A single word.
Uh-huh.
There's a deal for every unspoken word at McDonald's. Like our $6 classic or spicy crispy chicken meal, complete with medium fries and a medium soft drink. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. They say to truly understand someone, you must walk a mile in their shoes. Well, at Lexus, we designed the ES with you in mind every step of the way. From class-leading legroom to positioning the touchscreen 4 inches closer. Everything in the Lexus ES, a direct reflection of you. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
2022 ES versus 2021-2022 competitors. Information from manufacturers' websites as of 5/3/2021.